And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, quite a collection of very civic-minded people with the Alzheimer's Association of the Lafayette chapter. There are the president, Michelle Veillon, as well as Janine DeCluet, who is the regional advisory board member, and Tommy Michaud, who has been helping them out for many, many years with the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which will be taking place on November 9th. And I know, Janine, you were on here not too long ago talking about some of the activities that you all do, but maybe we should start off letting people know about this chapter and a bit of its history. So Michelle is the president. Can you tell us about the Lafayette chapter of the Alzheimer's Association?
Certainly, Judith. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. The local regional chapter for Alzheimer's is made up basically of people in the community, whether it's business related in the healthcare industry or just some concerned individuals who possibly have maybe personal experience loving or caring for someone with Alzheimer's. It's just a variety of people who bring all kind of experiences from the business world, maybe the oil field, to healthcare, maybe home health, hospice, long-term care. So it's a really great group of people who have given of their time, either by the nature of their business, who allows them to come out and provide the great resources and education that is so badly needed in this area, or just people, again, that are interested in making sure that all of the caregivers and families who are taking care of people living with Alzheimer's have some access to support groups, education, the literature that they need to be reading for, the support, knowing maybe where the funds are going toward treatments, what are the newest medications out there. So it's the variety of purposes that we serve.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting that you talk about such a wide range of people from different professions, because it really does touch everyone. There's no one population that you can say is more affected by it.
No, it's unfortunately equal opportunity offender here. Mm-hmm. There's no particular age group, although traditionally you're going to see it more in the senior population. But then the onset, you know, can be early onset, which is younger than 65 and younger. Older onset would be over 65. You are seeing it in men and women. Primarily, you're seeing it more in women, but women are living longer, so that there's some correlation there. But every race, ethnic group is seeing this. Mm-hmm. Now, in Louisiana, we have about 83,000 people living with Alzheimer's currently, which is a huge amount. But there's not been anything specifically that they've been able to pinpoint that would account for those kind of numbers. Mm-hmm. And then nationwide, we're looking at like over 5.4 million people that have been diagnosed. So that's not even counting those that are kind of walking around and going from doctor to doctor trying to figure out what's going on with mom,
right,
what's happening to my husband. Mm-hmm. So then that can go on, unfortunately, for years.
Well, and you know, when you say there's 83,000 people living with Alzheimer's, that's not talking about everyone else who's living with it. They're actually living with these people, the families, the friends, the neighbors, the people who are living with those who do have Alzheimer's. And I know the last time Janine was here, that was really the focus, were the caregiver groups that you were involved with. And so that must be a huge part of what you all do. You mentioned just making sure people know where those organizations are and the support groups and how to contact people. And I'm sure that is such a great need for people when they encounter it. They're not as concerned about treatment, but the everyday living.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's probably primarily how people are getting in contact with us, because they're searching just day to day. How do I handle my dad? He wants to drive, but it's not safe anymore.
Right.
What do I do about my mom? You know, I went and she's cooking, but it's not safe. You know, how do I become the parent, or how do I help keep her safe without taking away her independence? So searching out for some support and answers to these questions that are very difficult, and plus it's individual. No one's situation is going to be like the other. And we're fortunate we have several, including Janine, who have several of our board members who have dealt with these issues as primary caregivers for many, many years. And so they can attest to the fact that it's day by day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a process. And so the support groups are one part of it and one step. And then, of course, you know, have you the medical community who are looking for treatments, effective treatments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cures, of course, is the end game, which one day we hope to reach. But at this point right now, resources and effective treatments and supports are what we're really aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long has the Lafayette chapter been together? You may have mentioned that right in the...
Actually, it's been going on for a number of years. Janine was a former member. Unfortunately, through circumstances with the economy, a lot of the offices were closed a number of years ago. So we've been probably pretty active again now for the last 5 or so years.
All right. Well, and it sounds like you all have been very active. And again, we are here to talk about the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which you all have. And it's a very public face. People can attend and help participate. So, Janine, maybe tell us, just remind us a bit about some of the caregiving support groups that you've been involved with.
Well, I know that early on when Mom first moved in, it was an overwhelming task. You know, you are thinking about how am I going to tend to one when I have a family. And so early on for myself, it was a neighbor who called that I didn't even know, Toni Stonecipher. She had her husband back then was living with Alzheimer's. And she had heard that the neighbor on the next street was dealing with this, which was myself. So she calls and she says, "You don't know me, but I know that you have a parent living with you, and I'd like to offer support." Well, for someone who's just jumping on that journey, that was just a breath of fresh air, hearing from someone I didn't know who was offering support. So I had attended my first support group meeting. And back then, you know, every journey is different. Every personal journey is different. So for myself, I only needed to attend 2 or 3 of those caregiver support meetings. And then I felt like I was equipped. I had what I needed, and I could move forward. And I think that's what's so vital, is we had that at one time, then we lost it for a number of years. And young families just didn't have any support. Now we have it. We have our support group, which I was on your show a few mm-hmm. months back. And I was pleased to see that our first meeting, we had maybe 8 members that came. The second, we had 15. The third, we had 20. Mm. So it's really grown. And our support is at nighttime. It's at 6:30 till 8. And then I want to say we have 1 or 2. We have one that's actually during the day, like at 12 or noon. And then we have a few more that are evening sessions. But it's great that we have it in the community again.
Mm. And just interesting to hear you say how the numbers are growing, because obviously that's resonating with so many people needing this support. Some perhaps like you only needing to go 2 or 3 times, but some people needing that on an ongoing basis.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Alzheimer's Association's Lafayette chapter, and we're here talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's. With Michelle Vaillant and Janine DeCluet is Tommy Michaud. And Tommy, you've been working with this organization for a while, giving generously of your music for this event. How did you get involved with the group?
Well, I guess it was Janine that asked us first mm-hmm. several years ago when y'all had something at, was it at the zoo or
That's
maybe
right.
the year before that?
Good memory, Tommy.
And so we said yes, and we, you know, we like to just give of our talents and mm-hmm. skills and capabilities to the community as much as we can to things such as this. And since then, we both of our parents have, they didn't have Alzheimer's. We didn't have it directly in our family. We had cousins and stuff. But both of my parents, before they passed away, went through a period of reduced functionality mm-hmm. due mm-hmm. to strokes or whatever. And so, you know, I know exactly what Michelle and Janine were talking about. And that most of the people of our generation either have experienced that or are going through it now or going to go through it with their parents.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because we're talking specifically about Alzheimer's, but whether it's through stroke or dementia of another kind, people are essentially dealing with the same kind of issues and need for care.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, I had, in fact, received a phone call yesterday from a retired nurse, and she is a caregiver to her husband and has been since 1982. And she's never needed a caregiver support. She felt like she had it together. But she said, now I'm looking for that, for the social interaction, just to have it, to hear what else is out there, what's going on, and maybe I can give support to someone who's needing it. So there's a number of people that haven't used a caregiver support but are maybe using it towards the end of their caregiving years. You know, I'm looking at Tommy, seeing Tommy sitting here brings back so many memories of what they did for us early on in those years. My mother never liked Cajun music. And when Tommy and them came to play, she wasn't at that event. You know, she was at home. But I remember coming home from that event and purchased a few of their CDs because this was new to us, you know, for as well. I mean, we grew up in South Louisiana, but we didn't really listen to a whole lot of Cajun music. And Tommy and I got to know each other through just another event that we had done together. And I put this CD on in my mother's room because she was getting really tired, was ready to lay down, and we still had a lot to do. And I read the jacket of who they were, and I saw how dedicated they were to family, that I just went, whoa, I need to play this music. So I put it on, and Mom's feet just started tapping to the floor, and her shoulders started moving, and I went, she likes this.
What a gift.
Yeah, yeah. And so, of course, we said, we need to keep those boys close at hand. And we have.
And we did. Have. And we played for your mom at your house. And
that's right.
For her birthday. Was it her 90th?
It was her 85th birthday. Mm-hmm. And she danced a jig to their music. And we had a few friends, you know, because this was later on in her disease. And that was the last time that she actually walked. Mm. 2 weeks later, she was bedridden. So beautiful memories that they brought to our family.
And we learned a lot from Janine about when our mother had a stroke and just how to, and she was, the communication was much reduced, you know, and Janine gave us a lot of pointers as to how to communicate with her and to reach out to her. And
so there's been a mutual aid here.
Yes.
And I like the way that you commented on the liner notes that indicated how family-oriented this group was and how much family meant to them, because I think you really can feel that and hear that in the music and the way you play together, that does come through, and it's a real comforting feeling in the music. So
it is.
That your mother felt that as well.
She did, yes.
So you've been working with them a long time, playing for them, helping them with their events that they're having. How long have you been doing the Walk to End Alzheimer's?
The Walk. Oh, goodness. You know, I got involved probably about 5 or so years ago, but they've been doing this for a number of years under a couple of different directors. But what I can say is that in the last 5 years, we have grown tremendously. I remember our goal about 5 years ago was somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000 to $30,000, and now we're upwards of about $100,000 for the one walk. Of course, we're not anywhere near what our goals are. We feel like the sky is the limit. There are so many needed services in this area, and we're starting to slowly build them, especially like with the support groups, which is just one part of the whole puzzle. We'd love to have, you know, more lending libraries and more educational opportunities. In the spring, we did an educational series for caregivers, which was very successful and well attended. And so that's the sort of thing that we feel is definitely missing. It's great to have the national organization available. They have a fantastic website, which is alz.org, which is where you can actually find the information for the support groups if you go to the Louisiana tab. But locally, day to day, you don't want to call an 800 number. You want to pick up the phone and call, you know, a trusted friend or a comforting voice on the other end. And we want to make sure that we're available and visible in the community, and that's why we're doing a lot of this outreach to let people know who we are. We have approximately maybe 14 board members who are out and about in the community, and we're building on that. We have a few more board members that we're adding, and it's so important that we make ourselves available so that we can connect people, because of the nature of being on the board, we do meet a lot of people. We hear a lot of fantastic stories like they've shared here. And those sort of things just make that connection that help people to know when they're at home alone doing these things day to day that they're not alone. That
they're
they
not
can,
isolated.
They're not isolated mm-hmm. like you mm-hmm. certainly feel when you're going through this journey.
Right. And so this is your main fundraiser during the year.
Yes, the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's going to be held at Girard Park on November 9th. Registration will start around 8. You can either go to the website alls.org and register as a team or an individual walker. There's no specified donation amount, but what we ask for is $25 to at least get you started. But you can also come that day and sign up. We will have registration tables, and it'll be a pretty easy process.
Okay, so if you can't quite decide or you don't know what's happening that weekend, you can wait until
exactly,
that morning.
Exactly, you can. Right. And there's going to be so many things going on that day. I don't know if we're ready to talk about that.
So many things going on that day.
On the day of the walk.
Yes, there's a lot of things happening. Of course, it's been all fall, a lot of things happening. But, you know, I think that just encourages people to do more. They realize that there's a lot to do, and so they just get in there. And whether it's attending a play or walking for a good cause,
sure.
people are just more involved. And mm-hmm. so I just find it's inspired mm-hmm. everyone to do a lot more. It's not like
it
we
is.
Hold back.
And you know, and we've also had it years back, like Tommy had referenced, at the Zoo of Acadiana. Mm-hmm. Great location, but a little bit of a distance for some.
Mm-hmm.
So we've
mm-hmm.
moved it to Girard Park, centrally located. We're going to have jambalaya that day. Besides great music, mm-hmm. we're going to have jambalaya. We've got hopefully great weather for the walk, but a central location where if someone's doing something else nearby, they can always come, be part of the walk, and get to see what's happening within the community of Alzheimer's.
Right. Yes. So you can either find out more and sign up ahead of time at the national
right, at alls.org, and or just show up the day of the walk, and your minimum donation, and again, we're asking for that. We're not even demanding that mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. requiring that. We'll get you, like Janine said, jambalaya that's going to be provided by the Hyman Foundation. We'll have music mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. Mr. Tommy Michaud and his brothers. I think it's Michaud and Corville. Am mm-hmm. I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Michaud and Corville, which just that ticket alone.
Yeah, so just those names.
We'll have our MC is Bob Moore with KLFY. We'll have Big 102.1 out there with a live remote. We're going to have all kind of exhibitors that are going to be giving away things, and you can interact and get information for all kind of services and resources in our community. And there will be a DJ playing music. So there's going to be a number of events and things going on in addition to the walk, which is probably about a mile and a fourth. So it's really doable.
Yeah, doable.
Or you can just sit around and enjoy the music.
Right. And I noticed that you have a VIP tent for those who are living with Alzheimer's.
Correct. Yes. That will be sponsored by Senior Helpers under the direction of Jennifer Campisi, and she's also a board member. And this is going to be a tent that allows you to bring your loved one if they're living with Alzheimer's or any other form of dementia. And it'll be a safe, comfortable place for them to sit out of the elements. It'll be covered. And we're actually looking at having some of the Blue Cliff students come out and give some chair massages. So there's a couple of things going on. We're looking at
you may have some of the walkers slipping in the tent there, too.
We may. We have a couple of surprises mm-hmm. that we're hoping to have. A number of people have offered their services for the day.
Okay. And again, we are talking about the Walk to End Alzheimer's that will be on November 9th in Girard Park. Registration will start at 8 o'clock. Tommy, what time are y'all going to play music?
We start at 9, mm-hmm. and then I guess as soon as the walkers start coming back, we'll be playing until about 11.
Okay. Well, tell us about Michaud and Corville. Is this a new manifestation? Or
well, it's actually when I checked with Rick and my other – actually my nephew, our nephew Daniel Rayo, is playing mm-hmm. with us as well. And neither one of them were available on this particular Saturday that Janine wanted us to play. So my other guys that I play with a lot, the Michaud Corville band, is Kevin Corville and Larry Ami.
Mm-hmm.
and
the extended Michaud family.
That's right.
Brothers in music. Right. So they agreed to do it, and we'll use that configuration on this day.
All right. And, of course, some people may expect some Michaud favorites. I'm sure you'll be playing tunes that you all are known for.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So lots of wonderful music out there. The extended Michaud family will be playing, and they will start at 9 o'clock, so you can register at 8. And it sounds like just a fabulous day. And we can kind of look ahead. There'll be rain this weekend, but maybe not the following weekend. So it could be perfect
there.
Yeah. So if people are interested in finding out more about what's going on with the Lafayette chapter, is there a place where they can find out about that? Do they have to go to the national website, or is there a presence locally?
The easiest way would probably to go to the website. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We do have a lot of local people that do hand out their cards and personal contact information, mm-hmm. Which we'd be happy to do, and I can even give our information mm-hmm. today. But if you're wanting to contact anyone in particular, the national organization, the 800 number, could give you some local contacts. I'm available. I know Janine is available. I can be reached at 337-258-6398, and that's Michelle Vaillant. I work in long-term care, and so this is something that we see every day. Mm-hmm. And so fortunately, I've been able to contact with a lot of different resources and have some information for people for referral or just making those connections, which are so important.
Right. Now, you did mention if you go to the national website, there is a section for Louisiana. I guess you can search by state.
Correct.
And that will give you some information, any contact information there, if you pull down the Louisiana tab.
Yes, there's a couple of different areas that will have the information about all of the walks in Louisiana. It'll have the support group information, and then it'll have on the support group information, it'll specify by group, and I believe Janine's number and name is there,
okay.
And so you can easily reach her there, and there's a couple of other groups. AAA Home Health has a group going on locally. There's another one starting. There's a couple of them in the area. So we're growing one at a time. We're starting, continuing to do the facilitator trainings, which are necessary so that you can effectively lead a group.
Right.
But it is a support group, so the members actually, they carry the group.
Okay, so you can check out that national site, pull down the Louisiana tab, and you can find out some more information. But this is their major fundraiser during the year, and it helps to support all of these activities that Michelle and Janine are talking about, support groups, training people, just ensuring that there is information and just resources for people in our community. So for more information, check out that website. And, of course, you can go on the 9th and hear the music, walk, and there will be lots of information there as well.
Correct.
You all will be there. There will be tables set up and vendors who help out with support services. Mm-hmm. So good idea to go. And even if you don't walk, I guess you could just go and get the information if you
need to. Yes.
So lots of things that you can do on Saturday the 9th. That will be in Girard Park starting at 8 o'clock. Again, my guests, two with the chapter, the Lafayette chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, Janine DeCluet and Michelle Vaillant, who is the president, Tommy Michaud, giving of his time and talent for many years to this organization, and will be doing so on the 9th along with Kevin Corville and
Larry Ami.
Larry Ami.
And a couple of other people, Adam Cohen and Joel Walker. So we have five
geese. That's a lot of talent that's going to be there that day. I think a lot of people are going to go and hang out there as long as y'all are playing.
That's right.
That's the idea.
So Saturday the 9th, a week from this coming Saturday, the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It is their major fundraiser during the year. You get to hear great music, get some exercise, and lots of information. Even if you're not living with Alzheimer's, you may know friends, and this will help you to support them.
Absolutely.
In their
Certainly.
Effort. So thank you all for coming by and your work with this, and we look forward to seeing you all grow and develop over the years.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.